Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 35. Our air date is Thursday, August 28th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Butterpeep.
She's keeping me around. I'm not sure why, but I must be doing something right. We've got somebody very special on the show. We had him here briefly a couple months ago when we were out hyping what turned out to be a non-event, the Country Roads Music Festival. We love this guy, Chad Flores. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're pumped up about this. And one of the primary reasons, Chad, is you play my music, man. I love that stadium country rock sound, the big powerful coming out of the speakers full force. And man, every time I listen to your songs, that's what it is. I could have you on repeat and be on my way for a 12-hour road trip and have time of my life.
Thank you so much.
It's fun. We love your music, man. We love what you're doing. For those who don't know, Chad hails from the Muskegon, Michigan area.
Yep.
He's over on the west side of the state and is tearing it up over there. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this. And I know you got a great story, but Dad mentioned to you about your career path. And I love this because Chad's a big guy, folks. Chad's a big guy.
I am a big boy. So I played football. I started in elementary, and then when I was in 10th grade, I was starting to really get jacked. I mean, I was like really like, right, getting jacked, and I was like, man, maybe I'm gonna like be a football player or whatever. And then I started playing bars, believe it or not, around the same time period, so early high school. And then people were like, man, you should really like focus on football. And my dad was like, hell no. Like, you are a musician. And so by the time I got to varsity football, my dad actually, and I can't speak enough about my parents. I love them so much. But my dad is, 5'7", 100% Mexican dude. And he is, like, so about music. And he would go to my football coach in varsity, and he would go, hey, can we pull him out at halftime? He's got a gig this, tonight or whatever. And he's never going to be in the NFL, but he might make it in country music one day. And so, most of my senior year, I left my football games at halftime to play a gig.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well, Dad had great foresight, and it doesn't hurt as bad the next day after playing the guitar all night than it would the next day after playing an NFL game.
But I do got to say, my dad was a stagecoach dad, and he would be like, and I love him to death. And he loves that I call him the stagecoach dad, but he'd be like, hey, fellas, we're in high school. And he'd tell my band, he'd go, hey, circle around real quick. He goes, you guys couldn't even get your girlfriends to come out tonight? Playing empty bars,
Oh, man. Yeah. Dad's got it. And isn't it great to have that kind of support for the career that you're into?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, now, folks that know the show know that we tape these shows generally a week or two prior to their air dates. And it's special today because the first song that we've got queued up from Chad is called Natural Light. And it's dropping today. We're recording this show on the 13th of August. This show now drops. This song is completely random. But it's hit everything now.
Yep.
Super. And I'll tell you, folks, yes, there you go. He's doing the advertising right with it. You've captured my favorite sound in the world, too, at the front end of this song. And folks are going to dig this when they hear it. But that can open and kicks it right off.
That's my favorite song in the sound in the world, too. Absolutely.
Give us a little bit of the backstory on Natural Light.
I I tend to write a lot of serious songs, and I pride myself in writing my own songs. I want to tell my own story, and whether or not people can relate, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I want to write my own songs. I want to tell my own story. And believe it or not, I just, one day I worked a shop job, and one day I was at work, and I was like, I want to punch out, and I want to get the hell out of here for the day. I want to get the hell out of here for the day, and I want to drink some, beers, and life can't possibly be so complicated if you just drink some beers, you know. And I just decided, you know, I live in a trailer park, and that's kind of my shtick. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, what if I put a kiddie pool out at my house, and a bunch of folks come to my house and drink a bunch of beers, and that's why I wrote the song.
All right. We do, and we can relate, because we've got one of those pools in the backyard at our place, too. So we're right there with you, and there have been a few pops that have gone down in that pool, too. So, hey, let's give this one a listen, folks. We know you're going to love it. Just released today, this is Natural Light from Chad Flores.
Say here, I know that it's Friday. Let's go grab a cold beer. Listen, I know it's the weekend. Once we punch that time clock, we'll jump off the deep end. Yeah, I know that's gonna go down tonight. You know that we'll go to the morning light. Come Sunday morning, we'll bow our heads and pray. We'll get back. We saw the natural light. Hell yeah! Listen here, y'all. I woke up with a burning headache. And what's up with that bonfire? I must have stayed up too late. I need to call a doctor.
Yes, sir. That one rocks. Natural Light from Chad Flores. And congratulations on the release today, dude. That is an absolutely awesome song.
Thank you so much. We had to put it out before the summer ended. It's a summer song.
There you go. Yeah. All right. We get back
I do got to say something, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, go
ahead. I do got to say something. So, at the very end of the song, on that song, I talk about my favorite bar in the world. My favorite place in the world is the 46 Bar. On Apple Avenue and Quarter Peep, you grew up around here, right? So I do gotta say, At the very end of the song, you hear me say, go straight down, blah, 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 at 46 bar, and we're going to do it all over again, and I'm actually at 46 bar.
Right now. All right.
It's my favorite bar in the world. We quarantined this part of the deck off so I could do this podcast, and I told everybody about it, and everybody thinks that it's so awesome that I'm doing this podcast from the bar.
Fantastic, today. Dude. And yep. Hey, nice plug for the 46 there. And man, yes. that's awesome that they're cooperating with this too. We appreciate that.
Hey, I love this bar so much. And honestly, there's no other place that I'd rather argue with my wife at. So.
Well, one of these days when we venture over to see Quarter Peep's side of the family, we're going to have to get a hold of you. We're going to have to do a little damage in that bar.
Oh, dude. Drinks on me. Please do.
We'll figure it out. We'll be there.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick little break so we can afford to get over there. We will be back right after this message with Chad Flores.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Chad Flores, just talking about our next adventure. Chad just dropped the song Natural Light, which we just had the pleasure of listening to, and we've got a couple more lined up here. But Chad, I wanted to get an idea from you kind of what it looks like when you're writing a song. Do you follow some sort of a pattern? Is it something that just comes to you? I mean, you talked a little bit about how Natural Light came about. Is that where the influence is for the majority of your songs?
Yeah, sure. Honestly, it's kind of weird. So I work a shop job. I work at my 9 to 5. And a lot of times I'm like daydreaming there about songs. That's where I come up with a lot of my song ideas. You got a lot of time to think, you know, you're a press or whatever. And you're sitting there thinking like all day long. And I think about my kids and I think mm-hmm. about my wife and everything. And next thing you know, I'm like, man, this is a good song idea. So actually the funny thing is I promise you on everything, my song Natural Light, I seen a dude drive by on a forklift and he was all gangster leaned back. And I just remember being like, sit back. I've got something to say here. And that's all it takes. Sometimes that's all it takes. And then just thinking about how I want to get out of work and punch out and drink some beer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that can relate with a lot of people. I think that's why I relate with a lot of people, because I'm a hardworking dude. I work a 9 to 5 and sometimes 9 to 7, sometimes mm-hmm. 9 to 8.
Yep.
And all to provide. And my wife works just as hard. And I think that a lot of my motivation for writing these songs is just what I see around me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of folks that work their asses off. And yeah. I think that everybody needs a hero, and I feel it around here. I feel it. Like, there's a lot of people that really, like, cling on to me that think I'm, like, something special, and I'm like, man, I ain't nothing, but if you want to buy my T-shirt, that's awesome. I love you for that.
Do your coworkers know that you use them for some of your songs or any of the metaphors that you come up with? Do you tell them, hey, I just wrote about you?
Yeah, when I write good songs, when I write nice songs, sure, sure, yeah, yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think it's cool because that area of the state that you're in, it is a blue collar, let's roll our sleeves up and get things done. So I'm sure that has an awful lot to do with how the folks are relating to you.
Sure. My song, I believe I sent you, I can't remember if I sent you, my song Michigan Country.
That's the next one we got up.
Like, it's actually like true as hell. Like, my friends all laugh. Like, so I actually recorded that song in Grand Rapids, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
with my buddy CJ, and I recorded it with my live guitar player, my band guitar player Morgan, and it was literally just three of us. So that's what I think is so special about that song. So it was me on bass. We did 12 tracks of harmony and vocals. And then it was my lead guitar player, and then CJ, who produced it from Grand Rapids. He played drums. He doesn't even normally play drums. He just was like, I'll try it, you know. And the cool thing about that song is exactly like people tell me all the time. If you go on Apple Music, it's my number one song. Like, that is an anthem from where I come from, because if you go like 5 miles that way, you've got cornfields. If you go 5 miles that way, you're in the hood. You know what I'm talking about, pretty deep? Yeah, exactly. Like, there ain't no joke about that. Like, that's true. Like, you are so, like, smack dab between the sticks and the hood. So I just try to write what I think and what I see. And it's pretty awesome that after all these years that people see the same thing and they see it.
Well, it's interesting, too. And when I first listened to Michigan Country, one of the things I do, you know, we've got our little cheat sheet and our notes and so forth. But one of the things that I wrote is nailed it on Michigan people. Because when you're in that song, a couple of the lines that you've got in there, I can, at least my interpretation is you're talking about what it's like in other parts of the country and some of the things that you've seen. But when you come back here, we all, it's a brotherhood of Michigan people. You know, there's something to be said about that. And you said, I don't care what you think, I'll probably end up buying you beers all night long. And that I love that line in the song.
Oh, you know, damn words.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Of course. We don't fool around.
We're all in this together, man. And I love this state. I moved out of the state for a little bit, like a small little fraction of time. And I constantly would tell people, Michigan this, Michigan that, Michigan this, Michigan that. And that was a time period in my life when I was in my early 20s where I didn't necessarily like the state. But I was like, man, this state is beautiful. To me, it's the best state in the world. I think this place is beautiful. And
I agree.
You know,
we got
Torch Lake. One day I'm going to buy a house on it. If Quarter Peep and see we get big enough here, we're going to buy a house on Torch Lake.
We'll be right there with you.
Please do it, dude. Please do it.
All righty. Let's give this a listen. This is Michigan Country from Chad Flores. That's another one.
Dog.
Gotta love it. That's another one that's melting the speakers. That just that's that music. That's that sound, man. Your festival, you know, you are the lead for the festival. That's got to be it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, I'm still playing that one because I played bass on that song.
Yeah, you can feel it, man. It's good. It's good.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Chad, besides when you're there at the 46, where can fans find you?
I mainly do like a lot of festival stuff with my band. So we just did Rebel Road, downtown Muskegon. And we're hoping to have a couple gigs up at the venue in Cadillac. And that's one of my favorite places ever to play. And then I play acoustic all around town. I play everywhere from, you know, Muskegon to Grand Rapids. I play everywhere. And then Lansing, we're going to be doing some stuff in Lansing soon.
Super.
And then we're going to be doing some full band gigs up in Ludington soon. So,
all right. And how about your
pretty
socials?
Much everywhere.
Yeah. How about your socials? Where do fans find you online?
I'm pretty like not technologically advanced, so I would say that you should probably just look at my Facebook page.
All right.
Which I believe is facebook.com/ChadFlores89 89 music.
Super.
But YouTube is where pretty much I'm at. Yep.
Great. And we'll link to all
Instagram
of that.
My kids tell me that's like an Instagram. So.
Well, I leave all of that stuff to Quarter Peep because I have absolutely no clue.
Right. Jeez, I'm like, dang, man.
The last one that we've got queued up for you, Chad, is Strut. Tell us the backstory on Strut.
This one changed my life. This song changed my life. I wish I could like paint like a better picture other than the fact that I was living in a broke down, run down mobile home. I didn't have a pot to piss in. And I just always wanted to be a Nashville songwriter. And I started having this idea for a song. And it was just like in my head, I could hear this. Dun, tick, dun, tick, dun, tick, dun, tick, dun, tick, dun. And I would go to work. I worked third shift at the time, the same shop I work at now. And it would just constantly be playing in my head. Dun, tick, dun, tick, dun, tick, dun, tick, dun. And then one day I got home and I just wrote the whole song. I just, when you walk through the door, why'd you walk with the strut? And I wrote it, and I was like, I literally built a little studio in my living room of my shithole mobile home, and I built a little studio, and I will send you guys later the demo of this song, because you're going to be like, dang, dude, that's crazy. But I recorded the song, and sent it off to Nashville, and I ended up meeting my wife, and we used some like 401k money because I didn't have a pot to piss in, and we recorded this song, and before you know it, it just like took off like everywhere I went. I go to Detroit, which if you know Muskegon and you know Detroit, that's like a far like distance or whatever, but like people know this song, and it just changed my whole life. This song changed everything for me. So
it's another one of these driving country rock songs that Chad has certainly mastered. And a whole lot more people are going to know the song after this one. And I know there's going to be a whole lot more requests for you to play it. This is Chad Flores, Strut.
Just got the news today that you and Billy called it quits. Didn't know what to say or even if it stick. I saw you at the bar tonight, sometime between 8 and 6. I don't know what
on your mind. Something was different. When you walk through the door, watch you walk with a strut.
You know she's getting it into it.
Yeah, man.
Chair move.
Chad Flores with Strut. That's one's going to be on repeat as well. Man,
thank you guys.
Thank you for bringing us all this tonight, Chad.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you sharing the stories. We appreciate you sharing the music. We wish you all the world of luck with the release of Natural Light just coming out today.
Thank you.
You got some hits, buddy. This is going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Thank
we're going
so
to catch
much.
Up with you one of these nights. I'm going to yes, take please. You up on that buying my drinks.
Oh, dude, I got you. I got you so much. Yeah.
Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yeah, so next week we have the Swansons.
All right, all the way from California. We're looking forward to that. Hey, that's a wrap on tonight's show. I want to say thank you one more time to Chad Flores for joining us. Appreciate
thank
it, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys.
Out there in podcast land, you know where to catch us. 14 platforms for the podcast. And hey, if you get a chance, subscribe to us on YouTube. We appreciate all the support and love we're getting there. If you know more artists like Chad that you'd like us to talk to, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. And if you want to know where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is that website. So we appreciate everything that you guys have been doing for us. And hey, everybody, be good.
Yep.